Well, it started with bricks. These bricks that are still just making a mess everywhere. That's probably because they're about 125 years old and were buried as the original foundation of the first building this congregation ever built. We found them in a hole this year. It started with bricks. Bricks that invited us to consider our foundation as individuals and as a congregation. Our foundation, a foundation that stretches back generation after generation, a foundation that takes root with those who knew Jesus before he was cool. Peter, Mary, Andrew, Zacchaeus, Thaddeus. Thaddeus, one of the disciples that never gets enough airtime. A foundation we share that was built upon our everyday saints. Some with names like Martin Luther, Julian of Norwich, John Wesley, Mother Teresa. Others with names like Harned and Barrows and Ashford and Hoyle. That foundation has been growing into this moment, a moment in which God is now calling us to find a place that is just for us. We've been reminded in these last few weeks that it doesn't matter where we come from. In fact, the unique stories and often unconventional paths that have brought us here to this place, they give strength and authenticity to what happens here. What a gift that is, each and every unique story. We heard our scriptures ask us to reclaim the word Christian, and to do so by loving all people, asking hard questions, and acknowledging when we screw up and don't get things right. And God is doing all of this for a purpose. That foundation, that invitation for us, the reclaiming of what it means to be people of faith in this world. God is doing this for a purpose because God has a vision for what that foundation can become. And it has been taking shape all around us. A home where all belong. God is at work in each of us. God is at work in and with and through you, that we might all be a part of building this home where all belong. Our work is guided by the life and teachings of Jesus, summed up in two simple words, love and service. If you ever need a short version of the whole Jesus story, it's right there. Love and service. And we claim those things and recognize that it needs to shape who we are. Because Jesus is not some decorative cornerstone that serves no purpose other than looking good. You see, the love and service found in Jesus are not decorative, they are defining. Love and service have set the level, the direction, the very existence of our faith is built on that love and that service. The very existence of our faith, our denomination, our congregation, our reason for being here is love and service. We exist as a congregation to love and serve and to do so in a way that all people might feel like they belong. Building a home where all belong is who we are at our best, and it's who we're striving to be every single day. The scripture we've been sharing in from Ephesians, again, there's some magnets by each of the doors. I invite you to take one home. And if you have one of those new fancy stainless steel fridges that doesn't hold magnets, your dryer probably does, maybe your toolbox, you'll find a spot, I promise. As we've been looking through the scripture, it says it so well. We see it taking shape day after day. This home where all belong is taking shape around us and with us. It's taking shape because you have chosen to be a part of it. You bring your love and your service, or as we say each and every week, you bring what you have, what you do, and even more, who you are. And that is why and how we see it taking shape. Your love and your service, they are framing this next phrase in what God has been building. And I give thanks. I give thanks to God and I give thanks to you that we can be a part of this together. Because what we're doing here, building a home where all belong, this matters. We live in a world that is increasingly in need of a sense of belonging and a place to feel at and call home. Now, I want to invite this moment to be a little more personal and not so global for just a moment. Think of the people in your life. Do you know people who are longing for a place to belong? Do you know people who, even though they may have a roof over their heads, are looking for a place to call home? When you look at your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, can you see why this matters? When you look in the mirror, can you see why these things matter? A place to call home. A place to feel at home. A place to belong. God has been at work on this for a long time. This holy building project spans generations, it spans continents, it spans languages and denominations. This sacred construction of community over time has been shaken, broken, burned out, and yet it continues on. God has been at work on this for a long time because it matters. We live in a world that is in need of a place to belong, of a place to feel at home. And I want to return to a global perspective for a moment. The global perspective on this phrase, it could not be more timely or urgent right now. Our government and governments around the world are wrestling with who gets to call what countries home and who cannot. Our government has actually been wrestling with this idea of who can call this country home since we first pretended no one was here and declared that we were the first ones to call it home. You cannot turn on the news or look at your Facebook feed right now without encountering the word refugee. And while hundreds of thousands are fleeing Syria in search of a place to meet their most basic human needs, you know, such as surviving, people looking for a place to safely exist and being turned away because they're visibly different is sadly not new in our country. Now, I do not deny that process is important, but refusing to allow a process for those fleeing terrorism or even simply those fleeing poverty opposes the principles our nation was founded upon. It is repugnant to our scriptures, and it denies the tenets of our faith, and it even denies the faith claimed by so many who would turn God's children away. You know, we've been using the same scripture for a month now. It's one of the first times I've ever done that, used the same scripture 4 weeks in a row. 4 straight weeks in a row, I've read the same words to you, words that come out of Ephesians that I'm praying will guide us as we build this home where all belong. I'm going to read it to you again. I especially want you to listen to the first couple lines. That's plain enough, isn't it? You are no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone, for God is building a home. God's using us all, irrespective of how we got here and what God is building. God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds us all together. It is taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. In other translations of this scripture, guess what word exiles is usually? Want to take a guess? That word would be refugee. You are no longer refugees, was the promise of hope offered to all God's people. You know, the current political climate surrounding refugees, the enduring tensions around immigration, they are rooted in an enduring human problem, one named in our scripture 2,000 years ago and one that needs to be named again today. God does not want us to define and identify ourselves by degrading and excluding others. We see it manifest in a lack of connection, an inability to identify with others, a lack of relationship. Those who would turn away, refugees, immigrants, people looking for a place to call home, now be it out of sincere fear or veiled racism. Those who would turn away those looking for a place to call home are failing to connect with the shared humanity of those they turn away. And this is what God is calling us to address. Us, here, each of us. You see, it's not just a single issue or a current manifestation of this issue, though I do encourage you to reach out to elected officials at every level to voice your opinion. Please make a phone call, write an email, do something, say something. Even if you disagree with me on this issue, your opinion still matters. We all need to be a part of this process in such an important moment. But it isn't just about one issue. God is calling us to help rebuild connection, to develop relationships in this world, to create space for each and every unique and worthwhile person God has created and loves. God is inviting us to build a home where all belong, to actively and creatively care for all of those who long for a place to feel at home, irrespective of where they come from. Whether they come from around the world or across the street, whether they come from a place of brokenness, from a doubting mind or a different kind of being Christian, irrespective. Relationship, love, respect. You see, to love and serve in ways that build relationship and nurture connection, that is our invitation. This is our work. This is our opportunity. For we are the living embodiment of God's hope, God's plan, and all that God is building. These old bricks, no matter how cool their story, they do not embody God's hope. The century-old stonework that surrounds us in this moment, the handcrafted stained glass, they do not serve as God's presence in this world. Our doorways and our thresholds do not heal the sick or feed the hungry. Our hallways are not paths of righteousness, nor do our drinking fountains bring forth living water. Sitting in our sanctuary doesn't actually make you a Christian, nor does standing behind our pulpit make you a saint. God is looking for something more. God is looking for something worthy of being home, and that can only be found in our commitment to be in relationship and build more than a building. It is in our living that God's desire for all to belong can be realized. It is in our relationships that God's presence is made known. It is in our service that God's desires are fulfilled. It is in these actions, this kind of living, that we really are creating a place where our scriptures tell us God feels at home. Because of you, God is quite at home. When we offer what we have and what we do and even more who we are, God feels at home. As we strive every day to build a home where all belong, God is quite at home while we do so. So thank you for being a part of this work. Thank you for being this ministry. Thank you for being a part of all that God is building. And thank you for calling this place home. Amen.